This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The mayor of Waukesha isn't the only one. A longtime Republican Wisconsin state senator has announced his decision to endorse Democratic candidate Kamala Harris. Robert Coles has been a representative in Green Bay for 42 years. He cites concerns about former President Donald Trump's potential return to the White House as a key factor in his decision.
And I believe this guy, Trump, is a totalitarian and very much a fascist. And he's, you know, the old adage, past is prologue. He's indicated that in his words and deeds, especially in trying to overturn a free and fair election.
The senator's endorsement follows a similar move by Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley, highlighting a growing trend of Republican figures breaking ranks in this election cycle. Milwaukee's Mitchell Park Domes may soon be run by a private entity. County supervisors this week passed the Domes Reimagined proposal. The plan will see the Friends of the Domes take over the daily management while the county maintains ownership. They'll also spend $30 million for renovations. A final vote by the full county board is expected next month. A pizza order turned deadly in Milwaukee last Saturday. Police say a 38-year-old man allegedly shot and killed 26-year-old Jamil O.S. over a failure to wear gloves while preparing food. The incident took place at the victim's family-owned Action Food and Liquor Store. It was captured on surveillance video, and it showed an argument escalating to gunfire. A Kenosha bank converted into a rental space is where Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff roused supporters last night. It was a get-out-the-early-vote rally with live music filling the air. Emhoff acknowledged that time is running out for people to take action.
So our job over these next 12 days is to just get people to see what's right in front of them, to actually listen to what Donald Trump is actually saying. The words that are not only coming out of his mouth, but people who have been around him.
Looking ahead, Pete Buttigieg looks for votes this weekend in the Fox Valley. J.D. Vance rallies in Racine Monday. Former President Trump returns to Titletown next Wednesday for a rally. Drought conditions are expanding and a high fire danger persists today. That's even after rain last night. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
We didn't get enough rain to reverse the drought, and there have been 82 wildfires across the state, with 32 of them starting because of improper equipment use. Things like unsecured trailer chains, lawnmowers, ATVs and UTVs, tractors and more. Now 77% of Wisconsin is in a drought, and 30% has reached severe status. That's a 10% spike in just 7 days. More rain is expected next week.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at waukradio.com.
The Bucks and the Bulls tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight in their home opener at Fiserv Forum. New to the Bucks lineup is forward Taurean Prince, who shot 6-for-6 and 16 points Wednesday against the 76ers. Doc Rivers.
You know, it's funny. Started out slow when he came back in, because the first game, you just never know how guys are going to handle that. When he came back in, he was locked in. Just great.
College football. Wisconsin has won 3 in a row, but tomorrow night they face Penn State at Camp Randall Stadium. Game time at 6:30. At 6-0. The Nittany Lions are undefeated, ranked 3rd in the nation. NFL, the Packers will be at nearly full strength when they face the 2-5 Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. Rookie Evan Williams on what it took to secure a starting job at safety.
A lot of it's watching tape, you know, just being self-critical every time you look, you know, at your own film, trying not to just look at the highlights. You got to look at the bad plays too and face them and just try to improve.
That's Packers safety Evan Williams. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If Emily Bronte was still alive, she'd probably be thrilled that Margot Robbie and Jacob Elordi have been cast in Wuthering Heights. I guess we'll never know, but the good news is the project has found a home at Warner Brothers after a bidding war. Emerald Fennell will write and direct. Her previous credits include Promising Young Woman, which was excellent, and Saltburn, which was interesting. Robbie's company, Lucky Chap, will produce the film. One desperate housewife apparently had money to burn. The first John Wick film was released this week in 2014. The film franchise has grossed over $1 billion worldwide. Variety is reporting that none of it ever would have happened were it not for actress Eva Longoria, who saved the original John Wick by contributing $6 million in funding at the last minute that closed the financial gap and allowed filming to start. No one was happier than the film star Keanu Reeves, who also had his own money in the project. Fun films for sure, but could use a little more violence. If you're getting on in years and trying to get on the Golden Bachelorette just to meet girls, here is one girl you will not have a shot at. Martha Stewart told Andy Cohen on his Watch What Happens Live podcast that she would never appear on the Golden Bachelorette, not even for big bucks, because the guys aren't hot enough. Soap icon Susan Lucci also stated she was contacted by the show, but declined. Are man boobs and beer guts out? Did I miss a meeting? Ted Danson and Kelsey Grammer have finally buried the hatchet and ended their decades-long feud. On a recent episode of Danson and Woody Harrelson's Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast, the two discussed their 30-year tiff. Danson said he recalled getting angry at Grammer on the set of Cheers, and it just sort of stuck. For 3 decades. Danson apologized to Grammer on the show, who said he had no hard feelings and all is now well. Thank goodness. In a related story, Ted Danson and Kelsey Grammer were in a decades-long feud. If you've been waiting around for a Brady Bunch revival, well, you probably need a hobby. But also, it will not be happening according to Little Cindy Brady. Variety reports that actress Susan Olsen, who portrayed Cindy on the 1970s sitcom, says CBS canceled the project because of her political views, calling her too dangerous. Olsen told the Walkaway Campaign podcast that producers of the Brady revival disapproved of her views on vaccines and comments she made about the LGBTQ community. Olsen was also fired from a radio job after a message exchange with a guest who said Olsen sent homophobic slurs, according to Variety. The Brady Bunch revival show is set to pick up with the Brady kids in modern times as adults. No one is more bummed the show is a no-go than Christopher Knight, who played Peter Brady, and was excited to show the world that his character finally completed puberty, and his voice was no longer cracking.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today right around 62. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 40. Tomorrow, sunshine, 56 on Sunday, mostly sunny, with a high of 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.